because we thought that the mall and the community are one. And it looks like we are not. We have tabled our issues as a community. And as you remember that nowhere did we incite violence. Nowhere were insinuating or rather spreading propaganda. What we were doing was that it was our civil obligation as a community to stand up for an unjust cause like this one. And the reason why we asked for 7 days is so that we can hold them all accountable so that there can be further investigation. In the meeting yesterday that took place, the association had distanced themselves from the issue. And they've, as you remember this morning, they took out a statement saying that they are not involved. So in the 7 days, what we were asking for was that now we don't have answers as to what happened. So what we wanted was now, we wanted to get answers. We were nowhere insinuating or spreading any propaganda to say who was responsible. But we were holding the mall accountable as the patrons of Maponya Mall. It's a rife situation. The police presence is very important, right? Because of what happened. However, we are not sure how long this police visibility is going to last, because obviously right now they're just trying to suppress the matter. But what's going to happen in the next 2 weeks? Fact of the matter, it was to suppress the community. And as you remember, the MEC did say that it's going to be business as usual, and there's nothing that we're going to do about it. So heavy law enforcement was reinforced. And obviously we were also told that, you know, if we are going against the law, we might find ourselves on the other side of the law. So now, as I said, that I think the 7 days would have made sense so that we could get proper investigation as to what happened. I'm really not happy that the mall did open. It didn't even take a day or two. And unfortunately, it's the gates are open on the main gate where we actually lost a life. So there has been resolutions that were taken by obviously the management and the other stakeholders that were there. I don't have the power. I'm a community leader. We might have the power as the community. But if our issues are not tabled and our cries are not heard, there's absolutely nothing that we can do, because we do not have the power as we think we have the power as the community, as the consumers, as the buyers. It looks like we don't have powers, and nobody is standing up with us to say we've heard and we agree with what is happening and the 7 days should occur. But unfortunately, it didn't. So we are heartbroken.